Hey guys, I'm Tiara.
And I'm Malcolm.
And thank you for tuning into our show, The Couples Chronicles.
Sorry. I thought you was about to go. All right.
No.
We just started talking. I was talking.
Hey guys, I'm Tiara.
And I'm Malcolm.
And welcome to our show, The Couples Chronicles. We're here to share our journey and experiences with you, and we hope that you all can learn through us. We want to change the narrative on millennial relationships and make it known that it's okay to struggle, though, as long as you continue to do it. So don't stop. Relationships are so hard, so fucking hard. And we just want to be an example of what commitment is and teach you guys what has been working for us, the good, the ugly, the not so good, all in between, and just let you know what hasn't as well. We don't intend for you guys to learn from us, but we offer you our experiences so that you can learn firsthand through us. We plan to speak on issues such as personal development, relationships, trends, and everything in between. So I guess you guys are probably thinking, what makes us qualified? Why are you so quiet?
Listening to you.
Oh, okay. So yeah, what you think? What makes us qualified?
I do a lot of that.
No, you don't.
What makes us qualified? We make us qualified. I mean, like you said, we're not here to be your teacher or your counselor.
Although, but you are a teacher, though.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, and this is what I do, right? Like character development and things like that. But it's just a lot of people. Number one, a lot of podcasts and shows with relationships, the people are married. We're not married. And we're putting ourselves out there through our process.
Right.
Because most people aren't necessarily married. There's a lot of people who are not married. And also the data shows the people that do get married currently more often than not, the marriage does not last, which means that prior to, maybe some things could have been done a little better to prepare for that, in my personal opinion.
Okay.
So it's really up to the listeners to determine if we're qualified or not. You know, I think we are.
Yeah. Most definitely. Is a marriage piece? No. But the commitment? Yes. And that's where that's how it all begins, with a commitment to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we've been together for 2 years.
Correct.
Yeah. And it seems like it's been longer than that.
Fucking right.
It
was over from the jump.
That's what you think.
Am I lying?
You were pressed.
I was pressed.
You were really, really pressed.
Like, what was you?
I wasn't pressed.
What was you?
I was chilling. I was minding my business. Oh my God. You know, it was the summertime. I was just doing me. It was basically a hot girl summer. Now we know with hot girl summertime, it's real popular. But literally, that was what I was doing. Like,
I thought hot girl summer. I thought that meant something else.
What you thought it meant?
What was you doing during your hot girl summer?
Doing me.
What does that mean?
Doing me.
Doing me.
Traveling, having a good old time.
That's not... Hot girl summer be these little... Traveling. These little thotties. That's what you go on Instagram, type in hot girl summer.
That's not what it is.
What is it?
That's not what it is. Hot girl summer is basically like... First of all, you're a grown-ass woman.
You make me sound like an old man.
Exactly, because you are. I thought hot girl summer
was some little wild joint.
No. The wild joint, yeah, that you used to deal with.
Now
no.
She's going to try to talk about nerd girl fall or
no,
some shit.
No, it's no fucking, it's like.
It is. Nerd girl is next.
No, it's not.
Yes, it fucking is.
All right, whatever.
Google it.
I'm not Googling
it. I promise
shit.
You. Nerd girl is next.
This
it's from the same. Ain't she in college? And her name, Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, she in college.
Is Nerd Girl Fall or something is next.
Okay, well, that's nice. All I'm talking about is what I was doing before you decided to try to be in my face.
Oh, man, so you just ain't played no role in it.
Nah, I didn't.
Come from a motherfucker who only does what she wants.
Whatever. It's like, nah, I was ready on the low.
Exactly.
But I still was having a wonderful summer. Like,
and I met you at the end of the
summer.
You're
right. It closed on a beautiful
quickly.
No, it wasn't quickly. It wasn't quickly. But anyways, we can save that for another episode. But we wanted to introduce ourselves, and also we plan on releasing every week.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
So this is our first episode, and again, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow us if you like at The Couples Chronicles on Instagram, and we also have an email at thecouplechronic@gmail.com. Please feel free to send us any questions, comments. We welcome it all. You got anything else, old man? You wanna? Is this past your bedtime?
That's my bedtime. Because I get up at 5:30 every day.
I
go to sleep basically the same time as you.
That's not true. No, not all the time. No, you don't.
See, y'all can already see what kind of podcast it's going to be. Not all the time, but it'd be a similar time.
Yes, and then, right.
You'd be sitting there on that phone.
Okay, but you don't know what happened.
Or sometimes your ass be... No one likes
okay,
you.
And your ass be so fucking silent. I gotta see if you're fucking breathing.
I be tired. I work hard every day.
And you
day.
Sleep so fucking quiet. The fuck? Like, I have to make sure that you're still alive.
That's a lesson right here.
And I don't say, I do not snore. Don't be telling people that.
Watch. Yeah, make sure y'all follow that Instagram, because y'all all gonna see the snore.
No, y'all not gonna see no snore.
Y'all gonna definitely hear it, though.
Whatever. Peace, man. I'm out.
See y'all.